You're listening to the 405 Exchange Podcast. My name is Ken Grandpierre, and today's guest is Astrid S. She's a Norwegian pop singer, songwriter, and model who does incredible work. And she's someone I've been dying to have on the podcast for quite some time now. We did an interview a couple years back, and we hung around for a day while she was in New York. I want to say this was like 3 or 4 years ago. And my impression of her was how she's a very innately positive, bubbly person, but incredibly professional and someone who just knows what they want. So to have her back in 2019, especially the songs that she's released, these latest songs, they beautifully reflect that professionalism, that drive, that talent, that just incredible sensibility of writing pop music. The song you're hearing now, Over My Voice, Closer, that's definitely a prime example of that greatness. And yeah, it was a true pleasure getting to talk to Astrid about her music and her journey so far. And yeah, keen for you to hear it. This is the 405 Exchange with Astrid S. Enjoy. This is the last time, it's for the better. Closer. What can I do? So Astrid, it's great to have you back here in New York again.
Yes.
You did Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
What was that like?
I was so nervous. I just had my song on constantly on repeat, and I was just like rehearsing it in my head for the, like, I would say a couple hours. But yeah, it was super exciting, but very nerve-wracking.
I can imagine. And like, so, I mean, obviously I reckon you've done quite a bit of TV in like Europe, but when you do it somewhere like here in the States, does it feel like almost a bit of a different type of setup in some ways?
Yeah, definitely. And the thing is, I haven't really done it that much in Norway either.
No way.
I think like I've done it probably like 4 or 5 times total.
Oh, wow.
Like, and I've been doing this for 5 years, so that's not that many times.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I started off in a TV show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's where I got my experience with like cameras and TV production, but it's still the most scary thing, I think, because especially with Seth Meyers, they're like, you just got one chance.
Yeah.
And you have to deliver.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
It's definitely
so nervous.
Especially when the focus is like on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much I want to ask you in regards to this talk. I mean, the biggest thing, and it was on my mind on my way here when I knew I was going to be talking to you, was what was it like for you to tour the world and then have to go back and write some songs? Because last time I talked to you, we're like in the midst of having a very busy year.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. What was it like for that to end and then to have to like sit down and then write again?
Best thing ever.
Was it actually?
Yes, it was. We were having this meeting with my label and management.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, oh, we should put out Emotion in January just to keep the momentum.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember feeling so overwhelmed by the thought of that and very anxious. So I just said, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. I need to be writing songs and go back to my roots and why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it was just like a full show or like a full circus. And it had been 3 past years with like promo and then tour and then back and forth in different sessions and then back on the road, and it was just a bit busy, so it was just actually the best thing that could have happened.
Yeah, and like, you know, it's crazy because obviously in regards to the business, it's very non-stop, but I think it's non-stop in varying degrees. And when I last saw you, and then when I saw, like, I started following like your work and what you were doing like after we met, like, it really was non-stop for you. Like, did it feel that way at the time?
Yeah. It was really non-stop. It's crazy because now, the past 2 or 3 weeks, it's been very busy.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, it's so busy. Like, you're so busy these days. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's what it was like for me. Like, those years when it was, like, at the busiest, it was just... But I always thought it was fun, and I'm very close with my management and my label, so... We only, like, it was busy because I wanted it to be and because I knew I was capable of it and I wanted it.
Yeah.
And then when I said no, they were, like, totally respectful of that. And they were like, okay, we're gonna make time for you to write. We're gonna figure this out. And then now I'm, like, getting back on track.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But it was super busy, yeah.
It really bloody was. You know, something that I've been really blown away by these new songs you've released, is that there's a lot of heart in them.
And thank you.
And I say that in a very respectful way, because I think something that could be almost a bit of like a stigma that people have towards pop music, sometimes people think it could be Miss Heart. And I feel like with what you've been releasing lately, there's a lot of heart in it. I mean, like...
Thank you.
Yeah, because I'm going to ask you about some specific songs.
Yes,
but
please do.
Before I do, I want to know, am I reading that right in regards to that the songs you're releasing now are coming from a different place? Like, do you feel something's changed in regards to how you've approached writing?
Yes, mm-hmm. so much. I think that was so good about having that year to just write again, because I felt like I didn't really develop as a writer at a point, and then going back to just writing and having time to like figure out these questions I had of what I want to say, what I want to sound like, who I am as an artist, and what can I bring to the table that other artists can't.
Yeah.
And I think lyrically, because I've matured as a person and I'm more grown and I've experienced other kinds of stuff, it was nice to be able to like put that into words, and with all the questions and everything, like when it all came together, I definitely think that it came from another place than when I was busy and I was just thrown into a session and I was like, hey, how are you? Did you watch Black Mirror? Cool, okay, let's write this song. Breathe, nice. And then it's like, move on and you do the next thing. So it's definitely, I love both, and I still want to be able to like jump in and out of sessions and be busy at the same time, but it's definitely different. It feels different when I was writing last year.
That's really good to know. And I think like Emotion, for example, that is a fucking tune.
Thank
like,
you.
That's a real tune. And I hope you're proud of that one, because I feel like that's one of those songs that a songwriter hopes to make, but a lot of don't. So I'm glad you were able to do that.
I'm so happy too. I think it's maybe my favorite song that I've ever made.
Yeah?
Because it's one of those, like, some songs I'll listen to by other artists and I'll be like, how did they write that? Like, how did they make that thing? And sometimes I'm listening to Emotion, I'm like, how did we do it? Like,
that's how I felt as a listener.
How did it came about? Like, yeah. Which is the coolest feeling.
Yeah, one of the things I love when it comes to music that I listen to, especially if there's like several songs by an artist, I love being able to pinpoint a song that feels like it was a bit of a creative turning point, and I feel like Emotion was that for you.
That's great.
Was that fair to say? Do you think it was for you in some ways?
I think it's hard for me to tell because I'm based in Norway, so I don't really know about the noise or if there is like any noise or buzz here at all. Yeah. I don't even know. So I've gotten like lots of comments on it from my friends and family, and it's been played on the radio in Norway, but I don't really know what it's done for me here. But
I guess when I meant turning point, I guess I meant more artistically in some ways.
I misunderstood. Yeah, well, definitely. I think when I went back to the studio, I was like, especially with Emotion, it was like kind of a song I've always wanted to make.
Yeah.
And I've had this idea in my head for so long, and I've tried to explain it in so many sessions,
mm-hmm.
And then finally it worked. Yeah. So it was just this idea of making something timeless, mm-hmm. something 80s inspired, something that has its own personality, not like a lot of songs I think you can put on a song and it's like everything now is just like this pling plong, like and then you don't really know what song it is until like the hook.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of songs are similar, so I wanted to make something really different, and I think we were able to do that, and it's got its whole, like, own sound and personality, and I think that definitely marked a change for me artistically, like you said, but also as a songwriter and musically.
I would definitely agree with that, and especially, like, the first introduction I had to the song, believe it or not, it wasn't the recorded version, it was a session that you did for Vivo.
And the acoustic one.
Yeah, and holy shit, like that really did hit me in the chest.
Really?
Yeah, you nailed it. It was one of those things where I was like in a bit of a busy coffee shop, as most New Yorkers are, and I started watching it. It was one of those where like all my focus went to the track and you, and just like what you were able to convey within that session, it just elevated the track so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you, I really appreciate it. I have those moments myself with like other artists, and I'll watch like other acoustic sessions or just like zoom in on the track and be like, oh, now this track means so much more to me, or like it feels so different in a good way. But I'm so happy that video did that to you.
Yeah, and it really made me really keen for the show coming up tonight here at Rough Trade, where I'm going to be seeing you live for the first time. I mean, what I saw in that session, which was really cool, is I could tell you were allowing yourself to feel the track and kind of let that guide you in the performance. Do you feel that way in regards to performing now in a general sense?
It depends on the song. Some songs, well, I think it's at least for me, I don't know what it's like for other artists, but when I do shows, it's just so many emotions and feelings and nerves, so I kind of have to like block out. So most of the songs you'll see me like smile and have fun, even though I'm singing about something serious, just because I'm having fun, I'm trying to like be in the moment, move and have a good energy.
Mm-hmm.
But then with the set that I'm doing now, we have like this part in the middle that's more acoustic, and I'm doing songs that I usually don't do because I feel like they just give me a lump in my throat, and I just feel very overwhelmed singing them live because of the lyrics and what's behind it. So, but I think it's nice to have like that part in the set.
Yeah.
Because then I can allow myself to like kind of just have fun with the other songs.
Yeah. Tell me, what was it that made you want to go there in regards to having like that kind of segment in the set? Like, what made you feel it was important to do that?
I think it's because I feel like, to me, those moments, like you said, when watching, when you're watching a video of an artist and you feel like you can connect to it, or like you're drawn into it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm able to do that when I like jump around and that's another kind of energy, and I think that's the most special part, if I'm able to capture the audience and they feel like they really listen and can hear the lyrics and feel the emotion and connect to it.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a really nice contrast and an important part of the set, maybe the most important.
I would agree with that, because in a lot of ways you're kind of like guiding the audience through a bit of a journey, essentially a journey of you.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of crazy to think, where it's like there's focus on you in that sense, like at a show?
I don't know if I even think about it.
Yeah.
But I wonder,
I guess you'd go kind of mad if you did.
I guess. I don't know. I'm just not going to try to think about it.
Oh, I want to ask about your single, Someone New. There's like a wickedly cool snark within the song in terms of how you're singing. And it's something really associate with you. It's something a bit of like a confidence and a bit of a flair of kind of like, I know what I'm talking about and how you're approaching it with your vocal. I wonder, what was the mood like in the studio when you made this one? Do you remember?
When we re-vocaled it, it was just with the producers, Jack and Coke.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Jacob.
Yeah.
And we get along really well, so it was just very fun. I felt very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, plays a big role when I record vocals, because I'm like, if I'm not comfortable in the room, I'll just safe it. And I won't really like, what is it called when you like, what's the English word when you...
Like go the extra mile?
Yeah, go the extra mile, or just try out things that you don't know if you'll be able to do, but you'd like, Experiment, or whatever, I don't remember the English word. But
there's many words.
Many words, but they make me feel comfortable, and I remember just having fun with it. And even the song itself, like the lyrics, I feel like they're very... It's all about being insecure, right? Like, how you're like, oh, my ex-boyfriend is thinking about someone new, I'm stalking him, he feels like a ghost to me, he's like all around, like it's very, to me it's like a very insecure lyric, so if I were to sing it, like, does she dress in cool, like, you know what I'm saying, like I had to just go all in and just do it with like a bit of confidence and sarcasm over it,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly, so, that's what was conveyed, and what I think is really cool is there's kind of like, and I think that's what the best pop acts do. Like, I think of people like Katie Tunstall or, like, Pink, or even, like, someone like Ariana Grande, where it's, like, there's an ownership of emotion.
Yes.
It's, like, that allows the people to connect to it. And I feel like you were doing that with that one.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. I wanted it to be fun because, to me, like, with the demo, when it was more, like, calm or, like, sweet, it just didn't really work to me. Like, it was just, like, but you're thinking about someone? It was, like, just so childish. So I just felt like making it more fun and...
I only have a couple more questions for you, but seriously, thanks so much for taking the time to chat.
It's no. Yeah. I think it's great to talk about music and
it's important. It's why you're here. You're here because of music.
Yes.
You know, Closer, it's such a damn cool song. That's another one.
Thank you.
It's a really cool song. And it's another one that has a lot of heart, but I also feel like you allowed yourself to be, again, a little bit more like cool, a little bit more like edgy in the vocal itself.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love how simple the arrangement of the song is within itself. I feel like that allowed your voice to be elevated quite a lot.
Yeah.
When you're working on a song like that,
yeah.
are you thinking about whether or not you want it to be somewhat simple in terms of the musical arrangement? Like, does that kind of guide your voice in any way?
Good question. I don't know if I really think about it. I don't know. I think with that song, we were just... I showed them emotion.
Yeah.
I've worked with them before and we played Emotion, and I just talked to them about how like I loved that it had its own personalities. We're like, okay, let's find a guitar like riff that sounds very different but has like classic chords.
Yeah.
So that's what we did, and I just think we made the melodies like, because it was so conversational,
mm-hmm.
like the lyrics and how we wrote it, then like the melodies came out very, to me the melodies also are very conversational in a way. But yeah. I don't know if we thought that much about it. It was just like a very conversational and organic.
I like that word you just used, conversational, because I feel like if there's like a through line with all these songs you've released so far, it's that kind of element at the core.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I reckon you would think that like that's important for you, right? Having that conversational element.
It's very important. That's something I say a lot when I write with other people. I'll be like, no, I don't like that lyric because I don't know if I would say that in a conversation or like say it at all. And I find that the best lyrics come out of conversation. So if like there's something I need off my chest, we'll start talking about it.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I find myself saying a sentence or putting it into words in a way that I hadn't before. And and they will say stuff that I'm like, oh, that's such a cool way of saying it. And it's just like a very organic way to write it.
You know, in a lot of ways, that's where I think the inherent value is of like songwriting sessions or when we're producers that I think gets kind of misunderstood and missed is that I think some people have preconceived ideas of the value of sessions and working with producers, but I think the real value comes from the fact that you get to do that, have conversations.
I agree, yeah. And I think it's sad because I feel like a lot of people have like a weird taste. I don't know how to explain it, but like they get a weird taste when if I, for instance, say that I co-wrote something or that like I'm co-writing with other people, they'll think that I'm just in the room like saying yes or no. I sometimes feel like I would have to write a song all by myself for people to believe that I'm writing a song.
Which is so weird because I think people, it's something that kind of bothers me in the sense that, and don't worry, I'll take ownership of this, but like people would think about like artists they would like revere as being genuine, like someone like Led Zeppelin or something, like old people, old acts like that.
Yeah.
It's like acts like that used to record with so many different musicians in the room. Nobody knew what wrote what. So it's kind of like, what's the baseline standard of like, whatever a notion is. It's a weird thing, isn't it?
It is, and I think I was really scared in the beginning to go into sessions because I was like, am I gonna be able to take ownership myself and get my ideas through? But it's really just about the conversations and, you know, playing ping pong, if that makes sense.
In a lot of ways,
yeah.
And you know what? I mean, this kind of through line's a good way to go into my last question. It's a bit of a big one, but I think we could go into it together. It's interesting with like pop music. Like, I wonder, like, what do you think is misunderstood about most pop artists? Particularly, like, what's something you think people miss or don't understand about what you do?
Oh, a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stuff. I think because I just remember being 16 and going into the like, just starting.
Mm-hmm.
And I had so many perceptions and thoughts on how it was and what I thought it would be, and it was so different. Like, it's just so different. And I think what most people probably don't know, and that's no one's fault, because like that's not something I'd, you know, post on social media or talk about that often, but it's just a lot of time alone. I used to travel, like I still travel a lot alone. Like when I was 17 or 18, I would just travel by myself everywhere and do like gigs with my guitar, and I still do. I'll travel to LA and be there 3 weeks alone. I don't have any friends there. Like, I'll be with people in the studio, but they have their own friends and they want to like hang out with them when we're done. So there's a lot of loneliness. I feel like a lot of people think like I'm always surrounded by people, and pop artists just like lay under palm trees and have free drinks and party.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and most of the time I'll be writing songs. I feel like a lot of people assume that you don't write songs and it's just something you say, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because there's so many times like I always talk about how I write my own songs and what they mean to me, and then people would be like, yeah, but you don't really, and then I'm like, yeah, I actually do, and they're like, really?
I wonder where that comes from.
I don't know. I have no idea. But that's kind of what I thought as well going into the music industry, that artists don't, they're not in control of their career. They don't really decide. Like, my idea of being an artist was, okay, so like, let's say this female artist, she's signed, which means that they decide over her and they're making the plans and she's working for them.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, it's just opposite, really.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on who you are and what artist you are, but for me at least, it's like, I'm so much in control, and everyone around me has so much respect for me and me as a songwriter, as an artist, as a person. So anything from like colors to fonts to photo shoots to how I want to dress, my lights, like everything I get to decide and be in control of, and and the songs and what I want to put out and music. It's just, yeah, it's a lot of work and a lot of like people and steering. But I don't know if I didn't think that that was the case when I went into the music industry.
Yeah.
And when I talk to my friends, they're like, what?
Yeah,
but
it's something even I had to grow to learn, because my background originally is like working with DIY bands, like garagey, like indie bands, like things like that. Yeah, and then I started going into the pop world and working with like larger labels. Yeah. And when I started working with pop acts more, my understanding is like, wow, a lot of pop acts are essentially like creative directors, in the sense that they have to have the vision and then give direction for the vision for their team.
Yeah,
and that's essentially that makes what sense. You do. Yeah,
but I wonder if you like. Before, or like, do you know, because you're in the music industry, and you are too, but like, do you, your friends, like, what I'm thinking, is it right or wrong? Like, I think that people think that like the label is like, okay, this song is nice, she'll record it, we think this director is cool for the music video.
Let's, I think my friends have no clue how it,
they just have no clue. Okay.
I think they're just like, I think people are really curious. People always ask me questions, they're so curious about how like all of it functions, and just like, I feel like people are just confused, and they're just like,
people are maybe confused.
I think so.
I think some artists.
Do you want to say hello, by the way, so people know who's just chimed in?
Sorry.
Oh. Who's speaking?
No, it's fine.
It's my friend from the label.
Friend from the label.
I'm your friend. I'm your friend.
Yeah, you're just
a
friend.
I have no friends in LA. Well, so I'm your friend.
But you know,
you're in New York. I know.
But you know, when you were talking just now, something that pinged in my mind, I've definitely had to explain this to my friends a bit, like sometimes they'll see me on Instagram at like events and stuff with other people, and they think it's like, oh, look at your high life and stuff, but it's like, and it sounds really like almost dark to say, but there's a difference between industry friends and your friends.
They're, oh my god, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
it's kind of sad.
Yeah, and it's like, but, when you get, when you work so much, you get almost steeped into it, you almost forget.
Yeah,
sometimes. Yeah,
I think to me, like, I don't know, but it feels like my band and the people I work with very closely, they're my closest friends. But then sometimes I forget that I'm probably like, I don't know, they have so many other close friends, but I was 16 when I got into this, so they're like my closest people in my life. But they have so many others.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad, but it's fine. It's fine, but...
Hey, you're growing, you're learning, like, things
are
changing.
I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm getting more friends.
I'm gonna have to let you go, but before I do have to bring up one thing that I was keen on. So when I last saw you, I think it was about 2 years now.
Yeah.
I was doing, like, an introductory interview with you for another publication, and I was with you at the Island office and in Brooklyn, and we were supposed to talk about your music, but when you found out that I used to work with the 975, that was the only thing you wanted to ask me about?
Sorry, when you organized...
When I used to work with the 975, that was the only thing you wanted to talk to me about.
1975?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
at the time, you were just kind of like asking me all these questions.
Really?
Yeah, because you're a fangirl. We're fangirling together. Yeah, it wasn't just you. But the thing I bring that up about is, like, I wonder, like, what did you think of their latest album?
You know what? I haven't gotten to listen to it yet.
No way.
I've been just obsessed with Ariana.
Ah, fair play, though.
And I don't listen to music that often, so I'm very, like, selective when I listen. So I haven't listened yet, but I will, because I would love to collaborate with them at some point.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
That would be really sick. I would recommend listening to it either, I mean, without a doubt, headphones. Definitely headphones.
Yeah.
And if you can listen to it in isolation at some point, it's a hotel or just on a drive, something like that.
Yeah, in the backseat of an Uber.
Yeah, but definitely with headphones. And
do
it's
you have
an
any favorite songs?
Yeah, Sincerity is Scary. That is, like, probably the best song they've ever written, in my opinion. Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited to hear.
The arrangements, like everything. They performed it at the Brits as well. It's a beautiful song.
Amazing.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I'm excited to hear.
Yeah. It's proper keen. Well, Astrid, thanks so much for finding me.
No, thanks
the
you
chat.
So much for
I really do appreciate it. Yeah, of course.
Thank you.